Hello and welcome to Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV Podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Burke, and today we are on the set of Friends. You might remember this as Central Perk, but it's not the set of Friends. It's the Friends experience at Yorkdale Mall in Toronto, where you can experience being on the set of Friends yourself. And I can tell you, it's a great delight. Now, we have some things to show you today and a great interview, so kindly stay with us. But before we get into that, I want to remind you that if you haven't already done so, please click the link below to subscribe to our channel and hit the bell so you never miss another episode. And I also want to remind you that there's two ways you can support us. One is on Patreon. No donation is too big or too small. You can find that link below too. And we also have amazing sweatshirts and t-shirts with the JTV logo and tagline, or an inspirational saying made by me and one of my guests in a previous interview. Your choice. You pick the size, the color, what you want, and everything is conveniently shipped right to your front door and includes shipping and handling. You can find out more on how to order also in the link below. Now on with the interview. I'm sitting here at the Friends Experience in Yorkdale Mall in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and I'm sitting with Stacey Moscatelli, and she is going to introduce herself and tell us how she comes to be part of this experience. Welcome, Stacey, to Jeanette's TV and Podcast.
Thank you. Yep, my name is Stacey Moscatelli, so I'm the co-president and chief strategy officer for Superfly X. So my company creates experiences around television, film, gaming properties, like Friends Experience.
And it's such an amazing experience, and I'd like you to tell us a little bit more about how Warner Brothers came to you, got this going, and how you're able to recreate the sets of the show Friends.
Sure. So it all started in 2019, which was the 25th anniversary of Friends, which is crazy because now that means the show is 28 years old, which seems like it was yesterday. And so when they were looking to celebrate the 25th anniversary, they asked us if we would be open to creating a Friends experience to celebrate with fans and bring them through the space. So we did that in New York in 2019, as I mentioned, in Soho. And we did a quick 30-day pop-up, and we sold tickets out within an hour, and we had fans around the corner like crazy coming to check it out. And so we realized that fan base is still really hungry for all things Friends, and decided to create what is now the Friends experience, which is significantly bigger and better. And now we're here in Toronto.
Let's talk a little bit about what people can expect to see when they come here. I know there's 12 different rooms. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about what they can expect to see when they come?
Sure. So it's really about, you know, kind of stepping inside the world of Friends for fans. And so it feels like you're walking on set. So you start with a little bit of an intro theater, and then you go into the fountain, which is essentially the opening credits. So you hear the theme song, you've got the couch, the fountain, you get to recreate kind of that moment with your friends and family and dance around if you so choose, which is always a big fan favorite.
Yeah, and I was pretty excited.
Yeah. Good. And so, you know, that's obviously kind of what kicks it off and gets everybody excited. And then it sort of feels like you're kind of going through an episode or going through, you know, some of those iconic moments and set recreations. So you've got the apartments, Monica's apartment, the boys' apartment. You can sit in the recliners and recline like
that. That was cool.
Yeah. We've got the foosball table with Chicken Duck in there. You'll hear them chirping. But really, it's that opportunity to kind of walk on to the set, but not to look at it like a museum, but to be able to sit, interact, you know, be on the couch, touch the couch, pick up the mugs, those kinds of things that really make it feel interactive and special.
When creating this or recreating the sets, what do you choose or look for to make sure that's in for the experience?
Oh, that's like the hardest part. But really, we're all really big fans of the show. So step one for us was saying, okay, as a fan, what would I expect to see if I came to the Friends experience? And what are those absolute must-haves? And then from there, kind of layered on, okay, what are some of the most iconic episodes and scenes that we know people are quoting every day that people are really excited about? Pivot was a big one, right? Like, how many times have you helped a friend move and they're screaming pivot at you? All of us have been there. We've done that. And so we kind of layered on some of those extra things. After we had the pop-up in New York, we sent out a survey to everybody who came through and said, what was missing? If we made a bigger version of this, what would you want to see? And so there are a lot of elements that we've added, things like the hallway that we've added as a result of that. We built out Monica's space a little bit bigger than it was in the pop-up. That was only 10,000 square feet, so now we have a lot more room to play with.
Yes, of course. It seems like, much bigger than a typical New York apartment, but it's quite interesting. I'm going to change focus just a tad and talk about friends and the meaning of friendship and what draws people into friends, especially after COVID, where people didn't see their friends. How do you feel that this type of experience draws people together and how it plays around the meaning of friendship?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, for me, when I really think about the show Friends, it is about that time in your life where your friends are your family. And that's a really special, really monumental sort of like evolution of, being at home with your parents and sort of growing up and having a family of your own. It's that in-between time. So I think that that's something that we're all really, nostalgic for, or at least I'm nostalgic for. There are some people who are aspirational about that. So I think that's kind of the crux of the show. So I think especially during COVID, when you were separated from, often from your family and from some of your friends, that was something that we all really missed and wanted to come back to. So I think this experience, was always created to bring people together over that shared love of the show, to show up with their friends, show up with their family, show up with their loved one or their significant other and sort of like share this moment together.
And what do you think the characters of Ross, Rachel, all of them, what do you think they can teach us about friendship?
Oh my gosh.
From their role.
I think any sort of friend group, we all bring something different to the table and a different personality. And I think when you talk to people about friends, everybody identifies with a different character or sort of within their friend group. There's a Ross, there's a Rachel, there's a Monica. And so I think that, we all bring something to the table and collectively, I think the sum of its parts is greater than any individual.
Mm-hmm. And this seems to be something that people are lacking. And I think that's part of the reason why the show itself was extremely popular. And of course, there's always going to be appeal for that. But even now, when we get out of COVID and things are kind of opening up, mm-hmm. it's a good draw to come in and share this experience with your friends.
Exactly. And a lot of people, viewership was up during COVID. People really found the show to be comfort food during a time that was, unsettling and uncomfortable and a lot of sort of questions that we had about, what was happening in the world. And so I think this is a really great moment to come and sit down and, bring your Ross, bring your Chandler, whoever that is in your life, and come and check it out.
And before we close out, mm-hmm. I did want to give you a chance to also mention that you can bring a piece of the experience home after you've seen it, because you have this big store here with friends, t-shirts, sweatshirts, what have you. Why don't you talk a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, so we've got a retail store which is open not just to ticketed guests but also non-ticketed guests. If you want to come in and just kind of check things out, you can come in and buy something for the friends fan in your world. But we've got a number of exclusive items that you can only buy here. Hugsy is one of those things. Hugsy's a hot commodity, but Hugsy was Joey's childhood stuffed animal. So we've got Hugsy, which is always a fan favorite. And then we've got, things that have Toronto on them too. And those are something that you'll only be able to get for a limited time here at this location.
Stacey, okay. Before we close out, I want to give you a chance to tell us a little bit more about how we can get tickets and what the hours are and what the cost would be to come and experience and celebrate Friends with your friends right here in Toronto.
Great. All of the details are at friendstheexperience.com. That's kind of the best source to go to buy tickets, to check pricing, to check hours, because obviously those change on a regular basis. But tickets start at $35.50. So, we recommend that people book in advance. It's kind of the best way to do it, but we do sell tickets on site if you didn't plan ahead.
And it's just something that, will stay with you forever. And if you loved Friends and you love your friends, this is a place to come to celebrate all things Friends. And it is amazing. I had a little tour and I can tell you, you won't miss out. Thanks so much for being with us today. Thank you for being with us today. This is Jeanette Burke, your host, signing off for the Friends Experience Toronto at Yorkdale Mall. The complete list of where to watch and listen to us can be found in the list below. Please just check the show notes. It's all there in the link. From the Friends Experience at Yorkdale Mall in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, this is Jeanette Burke, your host, signing off. And until next time, continue to be fabulous.